Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, why is it that 40 or 50 years ago kids could just sit in the back of a pickup truck or station wagon and we didn't overprotect them? Yet today even 16-year-olds are being forced to use car seats as of this year in California. I think it has to do with the feminization of society. Women are generally more obsessed with safety than freedom, so it makes more sense that as they've gained more and more power, they try and mother and overprotect everyone. Moving on, Diana says she can't afford a $950 mortgage, so she pays $1,400 a month rent instead. Her credit score is awful, or she doesn't make enough money to qualify. Or perhaps she makes money under the table in cash tips so she can't report all of her income. Meanwhile, I don't want to take out any loans and my bank keeps offering them to me. They always say that the way to get a loan from the bank is that you need to prove that you don't need a loan. The bank also suggests that I spend the money they loan me on consumer purchases and look pissed off when I said I was going to invest it. Number three, a single man in China booked alternating cinema seats to separate couples on Valentine's Day. At first, this sounds like an excellent idea. But once they realize that no one else is coming, they'll just sit next to each other anyway, and he will have wasted his money, and they'll have extra room around them for their coats and purses. Looks like angry Mr. Incel here isn't very bright now, is he? Being that stupid means odds are he's going to be single for life. Up next, people are saying that this is the best thing Bruce Willis will ever be in. Unfortunately for him, he can't remember it. Truth be told, she's a skank and she even cheated on her husband before him. And I wouldn't be surprised if she cheated on him too. But putting Demi Moore aside for a moment, for most of us, this is the best thing that Bruce Willis has ever been in. Yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Santa Claus. Someone needs to make Nakatomi Plaza into a Lego set. Number five, where did our culture go so wrong? When we put women in the writer's room because they were women and not because they were good writers. But not to worry, I believe Elon Musk when he says that by 2030, Hollywood will be done, and we'll be making our own films and shows using AI. Then we'll be entering a golden age of content, and you won't be able to watch it all, there'll be so much of it. And the dark ages of the 2010s and 2020s will be completely forgotten. Moving on, who says that simping can't save your financial life? This guy returned $5 juice because his wife was upset, and used the refund to buy a lottery ticket, and then won himself $315 million. And you just know that now she's going to ask him for a divorce. And even if she doesn't, she's going to take credit for what happened and tell him it's all because of her and not to question her, and she's going to tell him what to do for the rest of his life. Number seven, meet Isabel. She's the first person to be charged with a hate crime of praying in her head while 150 meters away from a Birmingham clinic. Meanwhile, Muslim rapists abuse others, and they don't even get a slap on the wrist. How's that for ironic? Christians being persecuted in both Muslim and Christian countries. They don't even have to prove that she was praying. Someone could just claim that she was praying in a coffee shop 100 meters away, and she's going away. Up next, Steve Irwin sure was wise saying that Crocs are easy, because they just want to end you and eat you. But the people are harder because they pretend to be your friend before they try and do the same thing. The person using that image isn't aware he's actually with a gator instead of a crocodile. It wasn't the people or the reptiles he needed to fear. Instead, it was those dang stingrays that eventually got him. But at least it didn't try and eat him, I guess. Number 9, the benefits of diversity are usually cheaper labor and good food. But soon the high-trust society gets destroyed with more socialism, less innovation, and more grape. What comes next? How about whites fleeing the West? Also, the idea that third world migrants bring in better food is a psyop. I can make my own sushi and Chinese food at home by following a few easy recipes. According to Aristotle, diversity really is our strength if you're the elite, because aliens in your society offer no opposition to your policies. Moving on, what do you do in the situation when she tells you she doesn't feel like it tonight and you say it's been 2 weeks? I'd ask her who else she's banging. I'd also start watching a lot of corn if she doesn't like it, and make sure she finds out, so that if she's still into me, she gets jealous. Or maybe even install a dating app on my phone. Suddenly she's gonna think you have options and start giving you more attention. Let her know that there are other women that could get your attention. Number 11, would you take this deal if you get $1 billion but your wiener will only be 4 inches forever? Really, $1 billion and an extra inch. Where do I sign up? Just kidding. But yes, I'll take the money and date Asian chicks from South Korea because the average schwing-schwang length there is only 4 inches. Plus, the money will more than make up for it in most women's eyes. The better question is, would you become a trans woman and get the bottom surgery for $1 billion? I definitely wouldn't do it. Opnik's Will from Stranger Things coming out as gay is kind of wild. It never would have happened because that wasn't accepted by people until the late 90s and early 2000s, once the pride parades began. In the 80s, kids would have used the F word from England on anyone who said something like this. Stranger Things is just revisionist history trying to make today's values apply to the past. Hell, even in the early 2000s, gay people in small towns were still getting beat up. Number 13, another crazy case in Canada, where another person died in the emergency room waiting 6 hours to see a doctor. She was only 37. She had a ruptured splenic artery. Canada's healthcare system is great if you have a non-urgent issue. Surgery is scheduled weeks or even months ahead. But if your emergency requires immediate action, good luck. Meanwhile, our government just gave Ukraine another $2.5 billion instead of hiring more doctors. Moving on, look how far the Overton window has shifted. This is the German far-right party leader, and she's in a lesbian relationship with an Indian migrant. In 1996, only 27% of people in the U.S. supported same-sex marriage. Today, it's closer to 70%. So if half of the country's population is on the right, then almost half of conservatives accept gay marriage now. In Canada, our deputy opposition leader is a lesbian. Conservatives from today are just liberals from 20 years ago. Wait another 20 years until conservatives are woke. Won't that be wild? Number 15, this YouTuber dumps the world's sexiest weather girl so he can spend more time playing Call of Duty. This makes him sound like a juvenile loser, but in reality he wanted to become a professional gamer and was dedicating all of his time to doing so. The article doesn't share that in the headline. The truth is, no matter how hot she is, someone somewhere is sick of her. Just because she's gorgeous doesn't mean that she's tolerable to be around. Up next, the world of genetic engineering in the film Gattaca is becoming a reality. The first 8 babies were created using DNA from 3 different people and have now been born. We're going to have real-life Holdens from The Expanse in the near future, sharing the best parts of the DNA from different people. In this case, it was done because the mothers had an incurable genetic disease. I've said before, all we have to do is splice the IQ from East Asians or whites into black embryos, and we can make Africa first world continent. Number 17, check out this new level of simping. These guys' girlfriends had painful feet from walking in high heels, so their boyfriends decided to switch shoes with them. People are saying these guys are great because this proves that their masculinity isn't fragile. For me, this just proves that their girlfriends are the ones wearing the pants in the relationship, even though the women are the ones shown wearing dresses. I guess metaphorical pants would be more accurate. Moving on, here's Zuck and his wife. People are wondering how you can be a billionaire and be with a woman like that. That this is insane. She's a mother, so I understand why she let herself go like this. At this point, they've become a meme, and this is proof of it. Here's the meme showing us that the poorest men and men who are multi-billionaires tend to end up with the least attractive women. An ugly woman will lose respect for you because she's ugly. You just can't win. He met Priscilla in 2003 when they were at a frat party, so he knows she was genuinely attracted to him, even without the cash. Number 19, this next story tells us all we need to know about Bill Gates, as he refused to have his own children vaccinated, yet at the same time, he was pushing for everyone else to get a jab. This woman even kept this newspaper since 2011 with the headline that Bill Gates was promoting the idea of depopulation through forced vaccination, and that it would be a zero-carbon solution. How could someone be so evil? This is why you don't torment nerds while they're growing up. Because if they ever become billionaires, they might get their revenge. Up next, car thieves in Canada refuse to steal cars with standard transmissions because they don't know how to drive them. That's why I've been debating getting a Ferrari Testarossa one day. Because not only is it an awesome car from the 80s, but odds are thieves, even if they wanted it, would actually pass on it. But when I was young, this was the anti-theft device, the club. But thieves would just saw through the steering wheel and then take it off. Number 21, many people don't know this, but the creators of Barbie and Hot Wheels were husband and wife. I guess couples that play together stay together, literally. Although that's not exactly what I had in mind. Ruth and Elliot Handler, the co-founders of Mattel here, also named Ken and Barbie after their daughters, Barbara, and Ken after Ken. We'll all be damned. Who says that you can't be a power couple competing with one another? Moving on, for the first time in Saudi Arabia, it'll allow foreigners to purchase property. This just proves to me that the West is going to destroy Islam one day. The kingdom's fertility rate is about to fall below replacement, and they want to attract high-quality foreigners instead of just Jeets. They're kicking them out now and sending them packing to the subcontinent now that everything has been built. Saudi Arabia sees the success of Dubai and probably wants some of that action for themselves. Number 23, they say guys are paranoid because people are judging them, but in reality, nobody cares. Actually, women are checking out that tall, muscular guy regardless of what anyone says. Remember that if you want female validation or attention, focus on yourself until they focus on you. But yes, people focus less on others recently because everyone appears to be narcissistic and only focusing on their own lives. Optics Mitra wonders why white folks are so scared of becoming a minority. Because according to her, the U.S. doesn't treat minorities that poorly. Urbanist says look at historic examples like Haiti where they ended all their white people and took power. The same in Zimbabwe, and now they're working on it in South Africa as well. Also remember that when white people become a minority like magic, minority rights become a thing of the past. Once again, the only way to stop that is to splice higher IQ into black populations. We should do it. Number 25 on the last one, what the hell happened to Rebel Wilson? Is she another happy Ozempic customer? These days, seeing women lose a lot of weight isn't an accomplishment anymore, because they cheat with pharmaceuticals. It's similar to when you go on YouTube and there are tons of AI-generated videos, and people get AI to write scripts and make B-roll for them. What was impressive 10 years ago is now mundane. The only good thing about Ozempic is that it's probably going to kill the body positivity movement, and possibly shrink feminism too by making more women skinny. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.